Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy everything else that's going on. Just happy, joyful new beginnings, because that is what Easter is all about. And that's really what the channel wants to talk about today. Thanks for joining me live on your Easter Sunday. According to Passover, they would like you to pass over the doubt and the fear. Pass it over, not on, but pass it over. And how do we do that? We remain conscious. We remain conscious of the thoughts that are going through our heads and the emotional hits that we take in our lives, right? We stop and we go, whoa, wait, that's an old story. That's an old sense memory. That's not what I want right now. Right now, I am passing over those things, knowing what I want, focusing on what I want, and creating what I want. Very easy to do, guys. It's easy to do once you make the choice. You find your love place. You choose to go to your love place. You choose to laugh. And that, again, is a choice. You don't need something to make you laugh. You just need to laugh, because that's a reset. That's a reset for all of us. By the way, if you want to speak with the channel today and you're just joining us, press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup. The second thing they want to give us for Easter, remember, Easter is a time of new beginnings. It's a time of forgiving everything, for knowing that new rules are in place, right? New opportunities, new freedom is in place, because we forgive ourselves, we forgive others. Easter is really freedom through forgiveness, right? They want us to integrate all dimensions of love, to take over at this time, to be the force in our universe. So don't just listen to me. Let's do it together. We're coming all together to direct the integration of all dimensions of love to take over at this time in our world, to be the force that guides us and guides our decisions. All God energy, Christ energy, Holy Spirit energy will join you according to your intention and direction. And if you do not believe that, if you do not trust, I want to remind you that as you believe, it is delivered unto you. So if you think you're less than, if you think you're limited by, then that will absolutely be what is delivered to you, my beautiful people. Everything right now is coming to a head, much like it did in the story of the crucifixion. Everything is coming to a head regarding change, and it's good. It's going to ultimately be freedom. It looks like chaos right now. There is a plan. Everything is in perfect divine order. That's what they want us to know today. And we are being invited to let go of the belief system that sacrifice equals saving. Not true. Old story. Old religious story. Sacrifice equals saving. Creation, conscious creation, equals, well, I don't want to use the word saving, they're saying. Conscious creation equals freedom. And when we have freedom, we don't need to be saved from anything. I want to give you the latest core belief that's come in to share with you. I have to sacrifice energy in some way to serve God. I have to sacrifice my family to serve God. I have to sacrifice myself to serve God. Whether you believe in God, whether you call it God, whether you're religious or not, that is a cellular belief still in place, passed down pretty much through the beginning of time. And the channel, God, the Force, divine love, wants us to know you don't have to serve anything. I mean, you don't have to sacrifice anything to serve it. You only have to consciously create what you want in order to be in service to it. Okay. So we're claiming that I am in conscious creation of all energy in order to serve God, the divine force, the force, divine love, the highest energy of creation I serve by being conscious in my own creation. And so it is. Okay, so guys, wow, if you didn't join us for Animal Soul Contracts, oh, we had such an amazing time. It was such a heart-opening webinar. It's still up. You, of course, you can purchase any of my webinars like for perpetuity. Just go to the store. They're all listed there. Animals, Us, and Soul Contracts. Wow, people got so much healing and so much insight to why animals are here to serve us. Our next webinar, it will not be up to sign up until this week, but our next webinar is going to be May 17th, Russia, North Korea, and Freedom. What the hell is going on? So that will be available to sign up for this week. So many of you have asked me, Dee, please do a webinar about all the appearing chaos that's going on in our world. So you asked, you're getting it May 17th. The little child experience, guys, I want you to go listen. Just click on it and listen to the opening webinar. You don't have to buy, I mean, opening webinar, the opening piece on it, the video, the free video, because you all need to balance it. And that's why it was supposed to be a part of the program. It actually became the introduction before you even order it. So you're really going to want to do that because it was a really piece of important information that came in after we had filmed the whole thing. So again, imdwallace.com. Right on the homepage is both the Animals, Us, and Soul Contracts and the Little Child Experience. You are going to want to hear this. Okay. What else? Oh, yes. Very exciting. Marilyn Janae and I, you know how highly I think of Marilyn's work. I changed my financial life around by doing Marilyn Janae's work through her book and her programs. She has created a special program just for my community that will be rolling out in May. So excited about this. Again, I have absolutely firsthand experience on how incredible this work shows up in your life. So that a lot of exciting things going on here. I'm proud of me for creating all these wonderful things here for this community. And we can go to the callers. All righty then. And we're going to start with Eileen in New York. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I love what you started with. It was really important for me to hear it. And I guess what I'm having a problem with is getting motivated. I just
okay.
feel...
Okay, well, first of all, Eileen, let's use the word challenge. Because a challenge, you can feel the different energy behind the word challenge and problem, can't you?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so guys, I don't want you to use the word problem anymore, because what does that make your brain do? It makes your brain see only the way you can't. And we're in the business of saying, how can I? So what is your challenge? Your challenge is getting motivated, right?
Yeah, and it's also rising above some of the physical stuff going on.
For example?
Well, I've got issues going on with my knees and my spine. And
Well, me too. So let's stop there, because that's all the tip-off I need to say that this is the key in for something for everybody. Okay, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, Eileen.
I always go back to that movie Arthur, because it was such a hoot.
Okay, well, and therein lies our answer. So what is fun and laughter and happiness have to do with spine and leg problems? That's the highest question? Okay. Sheets, book, song. Give me another movie.
I'm coming up with a blank.
Well, and that's where we're going.
Hairspray.
Okay. Well, Hairspray, interestingly enough, is a lot about fun also, but it is about fun through owning who you really are. She came out and said, don't care if I'm thin, don't care if I look like everybody else, don't care if these are the rules and they're supposed to be done this way. I'm going to own who I am. And I am going to say what I feel. I am going to speak my truth. And I am going to walk in my power. So,
yeah.
Let's get clear then about where we're all not doing that. Because Eileen and I are representative of all of you. Sheets, book, song, movie. All right, we're going to a play. We're going to South Pacific, and we're going to rules. So now we're going to a core belief. So for those of you that need help following what just went down, the leg and the spine problems are mostly due to the fact that we're not having fun, and we're not having enough fun because we're not owning our authenticity, because we are living by the following rule. Here, here, here. Okay, when I'm loved, I'm depressed. Now, depressed in this instance means sick. And they're adding, when I love myself. So there's an old belief, Eileen.
Hi, yeah.
Most correct, most complete, yes. That when we love ourselves, we have to pay for that with sickness in some way.
Mm.
Good grief. Wow. And this again, guys, she's starting off the show with something very big here, because it's kind of what they gave me about, you know, sacrifices and saving. We don't have to sacrifice ourselves in any way to save ourselves. And that's an Easter theme, right? Wow. Christ had to be sacrificed on the cross to save us all. So you couple that with the work that we're doing, I am the God of me. Well, that must mean I need to sacrifice myself in order to create my own freedom. Hello, that's the highest place we're going. Now, that certainly resonates in my life. Does it resonate to you?
Yes.
Okay. When I say you and I and everyone can absolutely create the state of wellness everywhere in their bodies, their minds, their psyches, and their souls, I get a yes. So we are standing and claiming that belief right now. We are saying our self-talk to ourselves, I'm done with this belief that I got to sacrifice myself in any way to get what I want. I am standing in my power right now of self-creation, saying that I am creating everything I want in a powerful way through an open heart, with divine love, in total health, lots of abundance, great joy, positive relationships, powerful relationships in my life. And so it is. Well, I could not, if you'd have paid me $1 million, started out the show in a better way than that.
Wow.
Okay, so Eileen, you
yep.
and I are going to know now that our bodies got the message, our brains got the message, and we are going to stand in our belief that our bodies bring themselves into a state of wellness right now.
Okay.
Okay, do you believe it? Because I get a no.
It's starting to shift.
That's true. That's true. So all you have to do this week then is whenever you feel, if you feel that little thing of doubt, you want to stop and go, okay, no, done, old story. I am standing in my power that conscious creation saves me, creates for me. And I am creating the place of wellness, the state of wellness in my body right now, permanently. Okay? So let me tell you guys a story real quickly. So I decided, you know, this Publisher's Clearinghouse, I just thought, I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to do it this year, right? So I entered it on the internet. Now, it's been a great gift for me, because they torment you with emails several times a day, right? And I've been able to watch the, you know, you don't have to buy anything to win, but the little ways they insinuate that you probably should, you know? And then I've gotten to watch my thought processes, like, oh, what the heck? Why should I go back and do this other thing they want me to do? I'm not going to win anyway. So I want you, I'm talking to all of us about the biggest thing we want to create right now. Watch your thought patterns, and you will see how many thought patterns are supporting, oh, this isn't going to happen anyway. This is impossible anyway. And every time I would catch myself and go, no, it's possible, and I deserve it, and I'm going to open everything in me to allow this to come to me. And you know what that does is, if it doesn't come that way, it comes another way, because you have opened yourself up to the possibility of total conscious creation. Are you with me? Eileen?
I'm with you.
Okay. So everybody just take a moment and find what that one, two, or three things are to you where you have those brief fleeting feelings or belief of, oh, what's the use? What's the use? The use is you get everything you want. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart. What a great start to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're going to give me feedback about that, please. Okay, Jean in Massachusetts, you're on. Happy Easter.
Hi. Hi, Dee.
Hi. Get me off the speakerphone, sweetheart.
I just got off.
Okay, good. What can we help you with? Good to hear from you.
My question was similar to the first one. I was diagnosed after...
Okay, Jean, you really got to pick up your receiver for me, sweetheart. It's hard to hear you. Can you do that?
I can't shut off my speaker.
Okay, that's better. That's better. Just stay close. Okay, so you were saying your challenge is?
I was diagnosed on Friday with arthritis of the right knee and bursitis of the left hip. I've had discomfort in those areas since December. And I listened to what you told that other woman. I'm trying to pull that together, but I'm also stressed today because I'm supposed to go to my daughter's for Easter, and she has now canceled because my granddaughter is sick, and we're all supposed to go over to her mother-in-law's house. And I really wanted to talk to you today, so I'm not even sure if I'm going because everyone's stressed up there, and I don't want to walk into stress.
Yeah, and let me just say stress is the quickest thing that's going to break down your body.
And it has.
And, so stop it, Jean. Wherever there's stress in your life, move out of the stress. And it's not up to somebody else to create less stress. It's up to you to move away from it and create harmony and balance. So you can walk into totally stressful situation and stay balanced and peaceful. You know that.
Yeah.
So let's not be pointing the finger at them. When I say you want to go, I get a no, and it has to do with the mother-in-law.
Yes, because she's more stressed than me, and I think I'm not going to go.
Okay.
I'm not going to see my daughter. I'm not going to see one of my granddaughters. And, I'm not going to go.
Okay. So, you see, as soon as you stopped playing the game in your mind about making it about them and blah, 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 and go, you know what? I just really don't want to go. It's really about me. I don't want to go. Now, the second part of that is don't be laying guilt on yourself for deciding that.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's another way we sacrifice ourselves is to feel guilty about the decisions that we really want to do.
Yeah. I want to take care of my knee and my hip, and I want to get better, and I have to figure out whether my job is aggravating it and what am I going to do next. And I know my job is aggravating it because it killed on yesterday.
Well, I get a no, that it's something that has to do with your job that is stressful there at your job, but it's not the job itself. Is there a coworker that you're...
No. It's actually more the repetitive motion when the dressing room gets super busy and this is the time of the year that it does. And I'm walking back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
I get a no on that, Jean. I get a no on that. That makes it... It has more to do... Well, okay, I don't know where we're going with this, but it is Easter. It's religious stress. What the hell does that mean? So what's the first thing that comes up when I say religious stress at work?
Well, I was raised Catholic, and I'm very dutiful. And no matter how I feel, I get dressed and show up, work, work, work.
Yeah, okay.
Even though sometimes...
So, Jean, it's not the work itself, but it's that old religious rule that I have to work myself to death to serve God. Remember, at the very beginning, the very beginning of the show, I have to sacrifice energy to serve God. Well, we're energy. So if you think you have to sacrifice yourself in any way to serve God, and I'm asking all of you right now in this moment, go to your little girl or your little boy. Go to your little child, and you will see what is running the show here.
Okay.
So now they're taking me to a core belief here. Here. Yeah, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. I don't think I have enough energy to consciously create me out of stress in this area. And I'm going right to your mom. Your mom modeled this for you, right? Work, work,
yep.
Work, stress, stress, stress. Okay,
yep.
Stop being your mom then. Stop being your mom, Jean. Love her for who she was. She did the best she could, but it's not a model that you want to take into the rest of your life.
And that. Yeah,
and
yeah.
The easiest way to do this is to make it a choice. Right now, it's like a religious whip. Get out there, Jean. Get out there. You know you've got to get out there. You're going to let God down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God's going, geez, I don't care. I don't care. Do what's going to make you happy and healthy. I can tell you absolutely hands down that the stress on the set for me, on this particular set that I was working on, I allowed that stress to affect my body. A lot of you are allowing relationships to challenge your health. Okay? The stress of whatever relationship it is, like the mother-in-law. Smart of you to know, but don't make it about her. Take responsibility
no, it's not.
For you.
I understand her. Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, we done? Good. Thank you. Boy, are you guys bringing in some awesome stuff today. Thank you, Jean.
Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet, honey. And we're going to Shelley in Oregon. Hi, you're on.
Happy Easter, Dee.
Thank you, darling. Happy Easter to you. What's up?
Wow, what a show.
Yeah. I did some meditation before the show, and I said, man, I want the highest and the most clarity. I want these people to move. And so we are. So what can we do for you?
Well, a little follow-up on the show, the webinar Wednesday night, which was amazing.
Thank you.
I'd like to get a little more clarity on how to integrate the two sides of myself, the loving, playful side and the bulldog, pushy side.
Yes. Okay. what she's referring to is one of the themes of Animals, Us, and Soul Contract. Was our animals were saying, look, you can be powerful with an open heart.
Okay.
And I think therein lies your answer, not to look at it as a bulldog thing, but look at it. I mean, nobody was more powerful than Mother Teresa. She walked
right
in the middle of a war and stopped it. But she, and that's what every day I claim for our country. We are powerful through divine love, integrity, respect, and equality for all people. Yes, because we must do the work that we know right now on behalf of the country and the world. And it's the same work that you're asking about right now. I am powerful. I have a say. I create out of intention and focus. And I do that with my heart open and divine love. So the difference, if I had to use a metaphor, the difference would be, for example, taking my dog Freedom, who goes crazy every time she sees another dog, and be a victim and go, okay, I can't do anything about this, and she's so strong, and because that's my gratitude walk. So I'm in a soft place, right?
Right.
But to be in a gratitude walk of power, through power. Can you feel the difference?
Yeah, for
sure. In that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So to go out into the world and go, I am powerful. I'm a powerful creator. I know exactly what I want. I'm stating exactly what I want. And by the way, my heart is wide open to receive all the love from you and all the balance in the world that I can create, along with other energy, of course.
Right.
And so that is your answer, that we all have got to be powerful through divine love right now.
Okay.
Did I answer your question or not?
You did, and there's one other little part of it, and I think it has to do with me feeling out of balance with all of this, in that I have been withdrawing a lot.
What's this? What's making you withdraw, Shelley?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Well, I'll tell you, and I'll tell everybody. If you are not conscious 24/7 now, even looking at a newspaper, even looking at a blurb on your phone, on the internet that comes up when you turn it on, you don't think you're being, by all this stuff that's going on in the world politically, you're crazy.
Yeah.
The collective consciousness is in fear and fight or flight pretty much on a daily basis. Our adrenals are being taxed because of it. I would lay money that most of you are going, God, why am I so tired? I don't understand why I'm so tired. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why. Because we, the spiritual people of the world, know we have to hold the balance. And it's a challenge right now to hold our balance and then hold the balance for everybody else. Because, you know, when one person holds the balance, we can affect 7, 9, 10,000 people.
Uh-huh.
That's how important it is. But you have to stay conscious. You cannot go into reaction. When you look at North... Yeah, and I'm telling you, see here, as soon as I create a webinar, the information starts coming in. You want to know the best thing you can do. You send love to Trump. You send love to our politicians, both sides. You send love to North Korea. You send love to China. But powerful love and clarity that it is love that keeps things balanced and has the, I'm waiting for the words, intention of the highest creation of love for all energy. Well, I started to say on this planet and they stopped me. They said, no, it's everywhere. Because you're integrating all energy. That's what we did at the beginning of the show. And if you integrate all energy, then it's got to be integrated in all time, space, dimensions that is affecting what's going on in this dimension. Boy, wow.
Wow.
Hope you all followed that. So be clear that when you are claiming, directing, and holding this state of power through divine love. It's for all dimensions, all time-space continuums, including this one, that is affecting us in this moment of right now. Do you understand? So we claim it, we are it, we have it, we do it, we are the beingness of it. And so it is. Wow.
Wow, right.
We are rocking today, boy.
We
all right, Shelly.
Thank you.
You bet. Get your mojo back.
I got it, girl.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Patty, you were one of them that asked for this webinar, and there it is, dude.
Yay!
Yay, indeed.
Yes.
Well, I listen. If you guys write in, I listen. You know that. So what can we do for you, sweetheart?
I post things on my Facebook, and my sister gets upset. And I just wanted, you know, I was going to ask you about being tired, but you already addressed that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know, you know, we've already discussed this. I am free to put whatever I want.
Well, yes, but this is, Patty, this is the way you're sacrificing yourself. I'm free to put anything I want. I'm free to speak my truth. And then I'm going to worry about what everybody else thinks.
Well, I wasn't worrying. And she keeps telling me, you're being negative again. You're being negative again.
Well, are you? I don't know what you're posting.
I'm just posting stuff that's going on in the world, and it's just,
well,
you know,
everybody knows what's going on in the world, Patty. What are we doing about it is the more important question.
Right. And
so, you see, if we are helping people focus on what's wrong, we are not powerfully creating through love what is possible to do right.
Yeah, and I just heard what you said, and I love that, about sending extra love to everybody involved.
Okay.
So,
guys,
yeah.
If you want to use social media in the most powerful way, that's the way to do it.
Okay.
Bring people's focus to what you know we need to focus on, which is powerful love, peace, equality for all energy. Whatever that energy is, you know.
Is there, well, let me just double check regarding being tired. Is it just what's going on in the world? Because I just feel exhausted as soon as
all
I come home.
All of us, Patty, I'm telling you, it's like I'm going, who the hell is this? Because I am, and it's all around me. My family's in the toilet. You know, the country, I've helped so many people in the community with major problems this week. And it's all a reflection of our fight or flight. It's draining our adrenals.
Okay.
Okay. So know then that what we want is energy. Powerful energy through love. Now, can you feel it coming in? I want to know.
Yes.
Honestly.
I can feel it. Yes.
Okay.
As soon as you
said
it, it was like, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So instead of saying I'm tired, I am filled with the powerful energy of love. All right? Always bring your focus back to what you want and claim it. As you believe, it is delivered. All right, my beautiful person.
Can I bring up something you brought up about Publishers Clearinghouse? I have been doing that for years, and I said, you know what? It never works, and I'm just not going to put my energy there anymore.
Well, it never worked because you never believed it was going to work.
Oh, are you sure? Because I really thought it would.
It goes right to no. You told yourself yes, and you hoped so, and you wished so. That's not the same as, yeah, I'm going to do this. Well, I'll go through the motions because it's going to happen. Because, again, if it doesn't happen there, then it happens somewhere else.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Thank
you. Yes. It's the practice of belief.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great title for another beautiful project to put together for people. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Yes.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter to you too, baby. Claudia in Ohio, you're up to bat.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm looking for my post-it note belief.
Yeah. I love that.
Powerful. Yeah, I'm like a charter member of the WOW, Everything Has Been Hurting for like 6 weeks club. So I think little Claudia, and I'm just finding out like infant, almost newborn Claudia, there were some things that I had no idea had gone on that
yep.
my mom just kind of let out. And I'm like, yeah, she's sending me on an Easter egg hunt like crazy time.
Yeah,
so
guys,
I cannot
express the importance of this little child work. I have just had breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. And so much of it are these quiet whisperings that we hardly even hear ourselves say, right? Now,
exactly.
I get that you've gotten to a lot of it, Claudia. There's one thing, and we're going to a core belief. Again, the core beliefs are on the sheets, which comes with the balance program at IMD Wallace. This page here, 1, 2, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, I feel like I've been doing this work for a few years, and in the last 6 months, I feel like I have come more and more into it, but there is a conflict probably with my family members. My closest family members also have the same abilities, but they back away from it.
Okay,
and
so are you.
I kind of feel like we should
all be supporting each other.
Yeah.
So are you, Claudia. That's what your body issues are about. And they want you to be clear that the whole statement is, I don't have enough energy to be this powerful.
Oh.
Okay. So you're at a much, I want to say this in a positive way. You've allowed yourself to embrace it more than they have. And
mm-hmm.
you're all dealing with the same issue at different levels of the issue.
I agree.
Okay. So your job is to only look to you,
mm-hmm.
only look to you, and go, I am claiming all the energy that I need to be as powerful as I can be. I am claiming my powerful energy. Let's just make it that. That's simple.
Okay.
I am the powerful energy that I am. Okay.
Absolutely.
And that, again, everybody stay awake because this is for everybody. Wow. If you have a friend that has not heard this show, you better tell them to go into the archives for all the information you all are bringing in today. We've gotten to the highest thing. Yes, I am the powerful energy that I am. Yep.
Beautiful.
Good for you, honey. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Dee.
Miss Nancy in Pennsylvania, keep it positive for me.
Okay, baby. I'm sitting here at my mother's friend's tombstone cleaning it off. And I went to church this morning for the first time in decades because 40 years ago I did invite Christ in, and it's like all the patterns that weren't working showed up. So today I recommitted, and I have uncertainty and doubt. You talk about doubt, that God's going to be there for me.
Yes, and that's your exciting challenge, Nancy. But it's so interesting that you called with that today, because I got up this morning and I felt a huge pull back to the church, that I was really missing the Easter celebrations we always had. And and the camaraderie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
literally they stopped me, so I'm going to do it what they have been having me do for the last week. And I want you to know that our great challenge as spiritual people is to bring God back in now. Our definition of God is all thought and all possibility. Back to Publishers Clearinghouse. All my thoughts are going to claim all the possibilities out there for creating what I want. I am letting, you know, these things and more will you do also. So we are asking, ask and you receive. On this Easter Sunday, we are asking all God energy, all Christ energy, all Holy Spirit energy to come, be our best friend, partner with us in every way in creating the desires of our heart. I hope you can feel that as much as I feel it.
Yes,
because
I
think, Nancy and everybody, I think for a long time, in order to get rid of the rules that didn't work and the belief systems that were limiting, we've thrown the baby out with the bathwater. And we really want to invite all that energy in to be our best friend and work with us and partner with us in the creation of all of our heart's desires. We've claimed it, and so it is. We are divine love around this. Nancy, I am in such appreciation that you called about that today because I would have forgotten to bring that in. Thank you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Many blessings. Okay, wow. Hold on, I'm just really emotional here. From whatever that opened up there about bringing that all to you and to myself, of course. Let's just take a moment to feel the integration of all that and the heart opening of all that and the power of that, having a complete team in place. Those are the words they just gave me. The complete team is in place now. Wow. Diane in Nebraska. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call today. I'm calling because I just learned that my disability check is going to be significantly cut in the next 2 months due to a government error, and I've not been able to find anyone who can help me with that. And so I'm looking for some guidance to process the serious financial challenge that that's bringing me.
Okay, let me ask you first, did you go to a lawyer?
No.
Well, that's what I would do.
Okay.
There is
a legal aid in my area. The finance is the reason I hadn't gone to one.
Well, there is legal advice. There are legal avenues that can help you.
Okay.
Diane. Now, on this plane, that's the greatest physical thing you can do to rectify this. And they want to give you energy that needs to come into alignment.
Okay.
Oh, I see. All right. So what they're saying basically is this definition that you've given yourself that I'm disabled,
mm-hmm.
which means I am not able.
Eight.
Okay. Is rolling over into you not being able to find the solution and create the solution. So
okay.
before you go out to do anything, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I am able to create a solution here.
Okay.
So you want to reach up into that God of all possibility and go, I am choosing that this is possible and that I'm the creation of it. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Will you call me back and let me know how that... You can make a big headway within the next week or
okay.
so. Within the next week or so are the highest words. Okay?
Okay, will do. This helps a lot. Thank you very much, Dee.
You bet. Thank you, Diane. See, you have to be very careful, guys, of the definitions you put on yourself because as you believe, you create. Bridget in Colorado. Hi, you're on, honey.
Hi, Dee. Happy Easter to everyone out there.
Thank you.
I really love the team that you bring together on this call.
Thank you.
Dee, this is the most amazing call. I was having trouble on my landline, so I called in on my cell phone, and all of a sudden it said I was in the queue. I didn't push anything.
Wow.
So I
well, somebody
here.
Pushed it for you, baby. You're supposed to be here for a reason. Do you know why?
Part of it, yes. It's my confirmation that the universe is with me. God
yeah, the highest confirmation is that you're heard, Bridget.
Yeah,
the universe
and,
hears you. God hears you. I hear you. The community hears you. And you hear yourself. Okay, continue.
And, so the other thing is when I was dialing in, I was ruminating about I signed up for your rules seminar, and I did not get the information. And it was a long day at work. I can't access you through work, and so it was about an hour before the workshop when I could get home and on my computer. And nothing, and I reached out, and nothing. And
Well, now, that's hard for me to believe, Bridget, because, first of all, I get emails like this every webinar, and then we send them the email that we send, and they find it in their spam or something. But
yes.
My other thing is that Joni, bless her heart, gives her time to get on at 6 o'clock every webinar from 6 to 7 to help people if they're having any problems. So this, I want to know what's behind this. It first of all, they're saying it's nobody's fault. It's not your fault, not our fault. So we have to look away from looking at fault around why this is happening. Hold on, sheets, book. Give me a movie, baby, any movie.
Casablanca,
okay. Casablanca is not being able to have everything you want. Well, we'll always have Paris, you know. We can't have each other now, but we'll always have Paris. Oh, my God in heaven, it's all about sacrifice, too. They had to sacrifice themselves in order for the good of the country. And what was going on in the country, right, for the wartime. So that's another theme, and that's literally the highest place we're going, is that Bethany, Bridget, when you move forward to serve yourself, which is the God of you, you feel like you have to sacrifice yourself to do it. So how that looks in your life, guys, is I'm going to take a step forward in order to get what I want, but then I have to sacrifice myself somewhere so that I don't really get what I want. Is that resonating in your life, that I
yeah.
take a step forward and then I hit a wall, and then I take
yeah.
a step forward and then I hit a wall? Is that a pattern, Bridget?
It is, yeah.
Okay. So, I want you all to know, as soon as you sign up for the webinars, when you get the reply, you get the information. And it says on there, please save this email so that you know how to call in. But then I believe Joni sends something out as a follow-up also. So any of you, did you ultimately get it, Bridget?
Only when Joni sent it to me once I was in contact with her.
And she didn't send you in?
That was
okay.
Days after the seminar.
Okay. Well, that can't happen. That's frustrating, and that puts you into feeling not powerful. So I will go over this and see if I can track down. I mean, you know, guys, when you're dealing with technical things, here's a belief for you. When you're dealing with technical things, sometimes shit happens. You know,
I'm in the IT world.
But I want you all to know that Joni is on. I'm on till 6:30, and then Joni's on till 7 to troubleshoot. If you guys come in and sign up after 7, there's nothing I can do, and I've asked you a million times to sign up early. So that's your self-creation. But I will get on this, Bridget. The core thing is that's creating it is that you feel like you have to sacrifice yourself to get what you want. Or you have to sacrifice what you want to get what you want is more appropriate. And, baby, I've got to bring the call to a close. We're over time already. Please email me if there's another question you have, Bridget, because I don't want to just cut you off. Okay,
yeah,
sweetheart?
Just maybe next time clarify when you say Joni's on what that means, because I don't know what you mean.
That means she's on. She is on checking emails that come in going, I didn't get the information. She's on checking to see if anybody needs help on
okay.
I am D. Wallace, right?
Okay,
so
I didn't know to
there,
go there.
There is somebody there to help you troubleshoot up until 7 o'clock, okay? Thank you, Bridget.
Okay, thank you.
But what came out of this is I don't have to sacrifice what I want to get what I want. Hello. I can have everything I want through the conscious creation of me rising up from the victimness of being crucified. When I walk in my divine right and my divine power, all is created for me through the friendship with all God, Christ, and Holy Spirit energy, and so it is. Good God, what a show. I love you guys. Until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves. And love and celebrate your rising up until we meet again, because you know that's what it's about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.